Hi, welcome to Bytes by MSDN. This is Billy Hollis. Today I have with us Burley Kawasaki on the Developer Platform and Tools Group, the folks that fine folks that produce Visual Studio for us, including the latest version, Visual Studio 2010. Tell me a little bit about your role on that team.
Sure, happy to. So I run product management for the Platform and Tools Group, particularly really trying to help take the feedback we get from customers and make sure we're building the right products. So I work closely with the product engineering teams to make sure that happens.
Well, when you look at a product like Visual Studio, the whole point of it is trying to make developers productive and able to do the things that they want. But you would think, gosh, we've been doing that for a long time. Wouldn't we have nailed that a long time ago? So where are we making improvements in that area going forward with things like
2010? Visual Studio 2010 is an exciting release in a number of ways. It's really focused on trying to take a lot of the sort of tedious tasks out of a developer's day-to-day jobs and really focus on the ideas and innovation of building great apps. And so as an example with web apps, which is one of the most common types of apps that developers are building today on our tools and platforms.
ASP.NET sort of
ASP.NET,
apps.
Yep, absolutely. So we've done a lot of things in the tooling to make it very rich and productive so that you spend more time working on the app, and there's powerful frameworks like ASP.NET, MVC, and AJAX that takes a lot of the common repetitive code that you as a web developer might normally have to write, and it really handles that for you so you don't write that plumbing.
Moving to a little more of a declarative model, what I see is...
Yeah, exactly. And that's complemented by a lot of the investments we're making around other parts of the .NET framework. So ASP.NET, MVC handles sort of the web presentation layer, but we've also made a lot of investments in .NET 4 with things like Workflow Foundation and Windows Communication Foundation so that you can build a complete end-to-end application very productively using all these different .NET capabilities, and then the tooling, of course, just makes it even that much easier.
Yeah, but that's a broad range of technology you're talking about there. The .NET framework has gotten these big libraries of things, and Visual Studio has to kind of bring them all together in some kind of consistent fashion. I mean, that seems like a pretty big challenge. How's 2010 doing, in your estimation, in meeting that?
Well, we've tried to make it very simple by providing you out-of-the-box tools that really target certain kinds of apps. And so a great example is with SharePoint. With a new SharePoint 2010 release, we really think there's a lot of developer interest in building apps targeting, either customizing SharePoint or extending SharePoint. So we give you out-of-the-box tools and templates targeting that kind of app. Same is true for cloud apps. Of course, Azure is very popular these days with developers, and so providing out-of-the-box templates that get you started for building that style of app gets you going very quickly.
So if you already have a pretty good feel for using Visual Studio today, then your learning curve is scaled back.
If you already know ASP.NET, you already know how to build a SharePoint app or an Azure app. Yeah. Right? All we've done is we've taken those same core frameworks and we've added some of the other templates in the scaffolding around that to make that a very easy experience for you to build as a developer.
And one of the other big challenges, too, is that you're trying to address such a broad range of people because the Microsoft ecosystem is pretty big. So you've got everything from folks who are working all by themselves, single-person teams, all the way up to enterprise teams with hundreds of people. How do you bring together one product that's able to address such a broad range of people and still hit the sweet spot for most of them?
Right. It is definitely a challenge. We think a lot about how do we sort of meet the needs of that entire spectrum. When you think about just a single developer, they're focused really on how do they become much more productive in terms of writing and debugging and unit testing the code that they are building themselves. And we've done a lot in Visual Studio 2010 with things like IntelliTrace and a lot of the unit testing and those capabilities to make it very productive for a single developer. And we think that that is absolutely going to meet their needs as an individual. Mm-hmm. Then we start expanding this to broader teams working together and collaborating. This is where a lot of the sort of team collaboration capabilities, formerly referred to as Team System, now just part of the Visual Studio Ultimate line of the products. This allows you to pull together entire teams that are all building parts of a solution, including the project management, end-to-end testing, higher-level architecture and design and modeling. All these different types of roles that are part of a software development project can collaborate on building a single application.
Yeah, with distributed debugging and automated testing and all
That's right.
Really working well.
So we think that the way we meet those broader needs is really through a lot of the core investments in things like Team Foundation Server on the back end, really managing a lot of the workflow. TFS now supports workflow-driven models as well, so they can pull together and automate your end-to-end lifecycle processes. And then a lot of the enhanced modeling, prototyping, design surfaces that are tailored by each role. So if you're, a lab manager, or if you're a tester, or if you're an architect, you have very unique experiences that meet your needs as part of that end-to-end lifecycle.
So Visual Studio 2010 and and the whole platform tool section's got pretty much something for everybody.
There is.
I guess going forward.
Yeah, there's a lot in it. I mean, this is one of those releases where it's not a minor release. It's not like this is .NET 3.6. I mean, 4.0 has a lot of new capabilities, and we've taken advantage of those through the Visual Studio tooling as well. So
okay,
encourage everyone to go download the Beta 2 version, which is out, and look forward to our launch at the end of March.
I've downloaded Beta 2, and I'm really happy with it. So I would suggest everybody that hasn't done that yet, go ahead and take advantage of the Beta 2 release to start seeing what's new and fun in Visual Studio 2010. This is Bytes by MSDN. This is Billy Hollis, and we've been with Burley Kawasaki today. Thank you very much for listening.